Hi, sorry. I'm quite nervous making this conversation because of this person's name, obviously. What I'm going to tell you now, it's a true, and I support what you said last thing, that these people are protected by the establishment. Back in late 80s, probably 1989, 1990, I used to work in a hotel in London as a duty manager. And it was a nice hotel, by luxury. We had a spa and a swimming pool. Yes. And then one lunchtime, I had a phone call to go down. There's one guest brought with him, a young male, to the club, and he refused to sign him in. So I went downstairs, and I saw an older person in his 50s and 60s, and a young person. I cannot tell you his age, because at the time, I had no idea what was going on.
Of course.
And I said to him, sorry, you have to sign your guests in. He said, no, I'm not going to sign him. I said, well, you're not coming in because it's against the regulation. At that time, he's already changed in the swimming trunks. Mm. And I said, well, you're not coming in unless you register a young male with you. He told me, do you know who I am? I said, no, I don't know who you are. He said, I'm a QC janitor, and I will get you fired if you do this to me. All right. This is why his name never went away the rest of my life. And I would not look away now. Now I know he died. And the victims are going to be obviously shortchanged within their life with the way he's done to him. On Monday morning, the following 2 days later, I was summoned to the hotel manager and his deputy, and I was told, do you know who this person is? I said, I don't know. He said, next time you don't say anything, let him do what he wants. He's a very important man. And that confirms these people knew all along he was like this and he was protected over his status. And that makes me very, very sick to see people in his powers to be allowed to get away with it, even in them days.
It doesn't necessarily mean that the decision not to proceed with the trial of the facts is part of a conspiracy or a cover-up, but it certainly adds to the sense of what we just described, didn't we, together, as looking away, deliberately looking away. You didn't.
No, I lived with it for many years. I've seen his name popping out, and every time I saw his name, I see him on BBC, and every time I saw him, I felt sick afterwards. You know, thinking, how could this guy get away, you know, with the things? And you know something? I think he's got so much money. He's a very wealthy man. I read on the news. Surely, some of his money should be given as compensation. But now I heard on your show that he's assigned most of his assets away to protect, obviously, what he made.
And that's all the more reason why we need bright, bright light being shone onto this at every opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have taken your call while he was still alive, you see. That's the dangerous, for people who wonder why the media doesn't do more, because it would have constituted libel. And I said we were not going to make mischief with the fact that you can't libel the dead, and we are not. You are telling a story.
Is it true?
Yeah, I believe you.
No, true, and I can obviously.
I told you it happened here. Well, I mean, apparently he'd turn up here and claim that it was his nephew who was coming in. Maybe it was. Maybe he's got loads of nephews.
It's terrible. All I can tell you is I feel sorry for the victims, and yes, it should be entitled for compensation of any form, whether morally or financially, because it's not right. And for him to use his status as a QC in my day. And obviously,
it's the only way you do it. It's you hide in plain sight. Have you read that line? And I know this will sound odd, Mark, but I promise you it isn't. There's a line in Matilda by Roald Dahl. And it's the two girls are talking, and they've got this violent head teacher, and they say, but what, how does she get away with it? And the other girl explains it's because what she does is so outrageous. If we went home and told our parents, they just wouldn't believe us.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so outrageous. It's always as you up the ante, you push the envelope, you move ever further. So to actually pull rank on an occasion like that is, well, both unbelievable and believable at the same time. Do you feel a bit better for telling the story in public?
Yes, I tell you something. Some of your matches, I've had this for about nearly 30 years now, you know. I feel like, you know, I was young, I was naive at the time, sort of, in terms of who these people are. But when he told me, do you know who I am? And he actually said the word Q. I had no idea what QC mean them days. You know, he said QC, Jenna. I had no idea. Till Monday morning, 2 days later, when I got summoned, yeah. I was told, he's a very important person. And you should not upset him, and he's allowed to do what he likes.
Don't rock the boat.
Okay, and I've told him I'm not happy about him bringing young male into the club without, obviously. No. I think, at the time, I didn't even know what was going on.
Of course not.
The regulations were, you cannot bring a guest. But now looking back, and I can see what happened, it's just not right.
Mark, you take care, mate. I'm glad you've had that opportunity to tell that 30-year-old story. Better late, I think, than never.